Seek God for Wisdom, April 4th. From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? NKJV. You will have to wrestle with difficulties, carry burdens, give advice, plan and execute, constantly looking to God for help. Pray and labor, labor and pray, as pupils in the school of Christ, learn of Jesus. The Lord has given us the promise, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. It is in the order of God that those who bear responsibilities should often meet together to counsel with one another, and to pray earnestly for that wisdom which he alone can impart. Talk less, much precious time is lost in talk that brings no light. Let church leaders unite in fasting and prayer for the wisdom that God has promised to supply liberally. Make known your troubles to God. Tell him, as did Moses, I cannot lead this people unless thy presence shall go with me. And then ask still more, pray with Moses, show me thy glory. What is this glory? The character of God. This is what he proclaimed to Moses. Let the soul in living faith fasten upon God. Let the tongue speak his praise. When you associate together, let the mind be reverently turned to the contemplation of eternal realities. Thus you will be helping one another to be spiritually minded. When your will is in harmony with the divine will, you will be in harmony with one another. You will have Christ by your side as a counselor. Enoch walked with God. So may every laborer for Christ. You may say with the psalmist, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. While you feel that you have no sufficiency of yourself, your sufficiency will be in Jesus. If you expect all your counsel and wisdom to come from other people, mortal and finite like yourselves, you will receive only human help. If you go to God for help and wisdom, he will never disappoint your faith.